we're back. I know you guys missed us very much. We missed you too. So here we are again.
We took a little bit of a hiatus. Honestly, part of it was technology-wise, part of it was rest-wise, part of it was rush-wise, but we're back. We're better than ever. It is approximately the day before Valentine's Day, which is Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day to you and yours, but mostly if you're a girl, because that's what this day is about. Today, a girl in my class was looking up a engraved ring that she wanted to have chicken fingers engraved onto it. And I was like, you know what? Treat yourself. It's Galentine's Day. Like, go off.
If nobody watches, I was about to say Arrested Development, which is also a great show, but what show is that? Parks and Rec. Like,
great
treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
I thought about the other day. I was like, I treat myself every day. So, like, that's also not great for my mental health and my regular health. But other than that, yeah. So, we've been gone for a minute.
Quite some time. We've done a lot since we talked to you guys last. We had finals, we had winter break, we had J term, we had fake break, sorority recruitment.
Oh my god, our last one was with the basketball boys, and it was December 18th, and it is approximately
almost 2 months.
I am so sorry, guys.
Sorry, but we also just have lives that
it was necessary
are very busy.
Yeah,
very busy, but we'll tell you all about them
in this episode. Okay, so let's start with what we usually do, which is our highs
good
and lows,
vibes and bad vibes.
Okay, Lily, start us off.
Okay, so my good vibe of the week so far, it is Thursday as usual. I would say on Sunday my parents came with my grandpa to visit, and
Precious.
They brought me a Valentine's Day present that I haven't yet to open. But that's my good vibe because I'm really excited to see what's in it. And I love little gifts and surprises like that. And I've really exercised a lot of willpower and not opening it yet. So
I don't have that willpower. And I'll just jump, you know, right off of that one. Definitely my good vibe is my mom is super into Valentine's Day. My grandma always has been as well. So my grandma usually sends us a cute card at home. And my mom, I just opened a package, which I had to haul all the way from Moseley, which is in the center of campus. And it's pouring rain. She sent me some cute little cookies that, don't worry, Lily and I will enjoy after this episode. She sent me a little sweatshirt that she got when they, you know, abandoned us to go to Utah for vacation. And then some Allegra D because we're in North Carolina now, baby. And allergy season is just starting.
No, allergy season has approached. And I would say that's my bad vibe.
Oh, yes.
Is that I, you know, fake break, I was feeling fine. I was like, you know, a little bit coffee, but not too bad. I get back to school. I mean, I'm just coughing up stuff. Here we go again. If you hear me coughing in the back of this episode, like you probably have in every other one, sorry. I take so much medicine every morning, and it seems like I just have the freshman plague. It's my bad vibe.
I would say my bad vibe is we will go into rush. I was about to say like how busy we are, except that's not a bad vibe at all. I love being busy, if you know me. I talked about a lot during rush, but definitely the fact that it is second semester and Thursday. So it's kind of 2 weeks into our second semester of college. Second semester, much smoother than the first. Weather-wise, it just pours all the time, which is fine. We can deal with that. But I think just kind of getting back into the swing of things, new classes, new people, new seats, all that jazz. So I think just learning how to settle in all over again is definitely difficult. But should we just kind of recap? So
I guess, yeah.
December. What happened after December 18th? We had finals.
Yes, we did have finals. Finals honestly went well.
It was
a weird time period, I think. It kind of feels like you're living in a simulation for most of it.
I 100% agree with that. You walk around. Lily was lucky enough to leave a lot earlier than me because my last final was on Friday. But, literally walking around, no one was there. And if they were there, they were studying and miserable and tired and no one wanted to talk to each other. So you didn't really see your friends unless you were locked in the same room in Sankey together, which is what ended up happening to me. But, you know, let's move on from finals.
Honestly, bad vibes.
Yeah.
It was fine, I guess. I just think it's the way that it goes. I feel like it'll be nicer, though, when it's warm outside. It's, like, less gloomy.
I feel like for sure, except I was just talking about how I don't know how I'm going to be able to study. Like, if it's that warm out.
I'm going to study outside, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay. I love finals. Yay. After finals, I got to go home, and when I went home originally, my mom was on a work trip, which, you know, is fine, but then my brother's at work, my dad's at work, so it's just me alone in my house, and all my friends are still at school for their
Homer,
finals.
Though.
So my dog and I just kind of hung out in the darkness for a few days. It's fine.
Watch some YouTube videos of walking around the Disney parks.
Oh, my gosh. I did watch a lot of, like, food-esque YouTube videos. I don't really know why, but it's fine. So that was fun. But my family went to Chicago for winter break. So that was super fun.
I've been to Chicago once. The story that we always make jokes about is my grandpa, who my mom is pretty gullible. And for most of her life, he basically said that Chicago was like the windy city. And it was mm-hmm. so windy that everywhere you had to go, everyone had harnesses attached to like
oh my God.
Wherever they were in the buildings. And they would have to literally walk around like on ropes. And she told us that and like whatever, we believed it. So it's not a family tradition, but okay. It's windy, but I don't think it's that windy. We went once.
It's not terrible. It's just really cold. So when I was there, it was cold, but by my definition, so it was like lows of 20s, but like I had like all my like gear. I had like my earmuffs and stuff. So I was warm, but then I realized it gets like 20 degrees colder than that or probably more like mm-hmm. right now there. So I just thought that, oh my God, I definitely can live there and I would love to live there one day, but I'm really gonna have to get a lot more like snow gear and probably a lot more money so I don't have to like walk places. I can just like call my driver.
Oh yeah, driver for sure.
It was so fun though.
I am jealous. I love Chicago when we went. I also I follow someone who was in the Hamilton tour specifically in Chicago and just all of her like Instagram stories and Snapchat stories of her like in Chicago. I was like, that looks incredible, but also freezing. I can't imagine going to college there walking, like, can you imagine walking around campus?
No. I can't. I actually went to Hamilton while I was there. I got to go, it was so good. I got to go to a Bulls game. Caroline's like freaking out right now, guys.
Sorry.
Huge Broadway nerd. I actually love Broadway too, so it's fine. I went to a Bulls game, super fun, did some shopping, just like kind of sightseeing, but we went and saw Hamilton because my mom has an obsession with it. Honestly, if she's not listening to this podcast episode in the car, she's probably listening to the soundtrack. So it was so good. I was so impressed by it. Really amazing
stuff.
I'm
like tearing up right now. Wait, let's just talk about that for a minute. So, I'm obsessed with Broadway, if you didn't know that. Specifically, it started a long time ago, but Hamilton was definitely like, you know, the trigger.
It's like a pivotal point.
Oh, yeah, like pivotal point in my life. Like, that was when it was like, okay, Hamilton or nothing. Hamilton or die, and whatever. The whole family got obsessed. So let's just talk about it for a minute. Yeah.
Jared?
Honestly, if you ask Jared about it, he says he really didn't want to go. He sat through the whole thing, obviously, but, like, you know, kind of upset. And then a couple years later, like, he'd just be like, wait for it. Or, like,
okay, yo, my brother, that's the exact same thing. My brother was like, oh, I don't want to go to this. It's so long. And then he sat, and he's like, that was really good.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh.
Imagine sitting through that and being like, oh, that was terrible. Like, my grandparents, who, like, they also love Broadway, but for grandparents, you obviously don't listen to the lyrics prior, and they go really, really, really fast.
Yeah.
So they're like, honestly, like, I thought it was good, but I didn't understand most of it. So I was like, okay, like, whatever. But yeah, so what's your favorite song?
My favorite song, I have to look at the names. I'm not, like, I know exactly which one it is, and I can find exactly what part of the story it's in. But it's the one where she's, like, singing.
Honestly, give it to me. Just give me the details. I could tell you the song. Which one? Eliza? Burn? Such a good one.
I think it's Burn.
Yes,
yeah.
Baby.
It's Burn. And then
obsessed.
I also like It's Quiet Uptown. That
of
one's
course.
So sad. But I like Burn because.
Don't with me. Don't
thanks,
even.
Alexander Hamilton. You're just an example of.
Fun effects. Everything in my life.
It's fine.
No, Hamilton, I can't even talk about it. I think there's 47 songs. I think I like about 45 of them. The only ones I don't like are two kind of in the beginning that set the scene. I just don't really need that in my life.
I don't
need my family has rap battles to Hamilton.
Oh my God.
Nicole and I literally like nonstop, the song nonstop. Like it's like 4 minutes long, just in the car all the time. Deb Under, she does love it.
I love Deb Under. I also love King George.
Oh, yes.
But if you couldn't tell, Caroline's obsessed with Broadway because our intro song, like, to our podcast is from Hairspray.
Yep.
Also
a favorite
Hairspray
show.
I love Hairspray, too. So, yeah, that was super fun. I think Caroline's really proud of me for going to see Hamilton because
so
I had
proud.
Not seen it. I think I was, like, the only person on planet Earth that hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I might need to go again for my fourth round.
Let's
should
go
I?
At the DPAC in Durham
oh
with
God.
Our mommies.
I would. I should ask my mom to
moms
come
moms that are listening, can
everyone's
we do that?
Invited.
Can
everyone's
we do that?
Invited. Okay, so after Chicago, did you go back home after that?
After Chicago, I came home. Honestly, winter break is just such a blur. I saw, like, my best friend. I saw her in Chicago, too. One of my best friends, Isabel. Hello. Hi. So that was super fun. Saw my grandparents, you know. It was fun.
Huge.
It was a good
I love
time.
Seeing my grandparents.
It's a highlight. I
We're
love my grandparents.
Not, like, skipping forward, but for fake break, we hung out with Lily's grandpa, and we will go back to my break, but he was the cutest man and had a little
He's
Carolina blue blazer, and I was like, no wonder everyone loves their grandparents. They're
he
all so
is
fun.
So cute. Every grandparent I have, great, great person.
Just the best.
So what did you do for your break? She gets to have a fun break because she lives in New York, so everything about it's fun.
I think it's just funny because my whole, most of my friends at least go away because most of them are Jewish, so you don't have to be like home for Christmas. Yeah. And then the other ones who aren't go afterwards. So we, I'm trying to think of the timeline. I think I came home right after finals. I was home for about 2.5 weeks. It wasn't crazy, like maybe 2 weeks. I saw my family, you know, like got a bunch of errands done, did what I needed to do, and then we jetted off to Nevis, which
is, oh my god,
I know, it's an island in the Caribbean, and if you know what St. Kitts is, that's where we flew into. So it's, I don't really know, how do I explain it, whatever, it's like a couple hours away from Miami. So our cousins were in the Dominican Republic, and instead of flying straight from the DR to Nevis, they had to go all the way to Miami, so they kind of went in a triangle. But they met us there. It was the most fun vacation. The pictures were absolutely beautiful. You have to fly into St. Kitts first, and then you take a boat, which if you know my family, many of you do not, we're not really great with water and boats. We love like having our boat. We have, our grandparents have a boat that we use at home, and you know, we go to different, I was about to say different islands, yeah, Long Island, an island, okay, sure. We go to like Connecticut and Long Island all the time just to go to lunch and just have fun if we don't have anything to do. But we're not great with like boats that we cannot control ourselves. So we had to take a boat over to Nevis, and the most beautiful island, God, like, I mean, thank God we had pretty good weather. It was really hot all the time, but it was pretty choppy, let's just say that. And our grandparents were meeting us, so we got really nervous that it was going to be too choppy for them. They made it. They're troopers. They got through.
Go, grandparents, go.
No, it was actually horrible. My mom was convinced that she was going to go back on the boat and, like, go get them from the airport. And I was like, Mom, you hate boats. Like, you cannot do that another 4 times. So, whatever. Skipping forward, it was an incredible trip. I love my family so much. They also, most of them, listen to the podcast. Shout out Uncle David. He is our, honestly, our biggest fan.
Biggest
and he
fan.
Would have killed me if I didn't say that. So we love you. We support you. And he supports us. I'm trying to think of the best things. I'm going back, like, my pictures just because it was so much fun.
I was very jealous. We FaceTimed a few times while Caroline was in Nevis. Because, you know, my break was just super fun. So many exciting things happened. Psych. Chapel Hill, love it. Great place. Not much to do after you've
Nevis.
Lived there your entire life. It's definitely not Nevis. And I kept telling my parents, like, constantly. I was like, guys, I wish we were Jewish because we don't get to go anywhere for Christmas.
Facts.
Because we're always here. But we're with my family, and it's, like, not the easiest thing in the world to travel with my entire family.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's fun. It's good to be back. But
yeah,
I'm actually glad we come back so early for J term because
mm-hmm. You're bored.
It's just not.
It's boring.
It gets boring. Like, it really does. And then my friends were able to come visit us here, which
We'll
get to. Isabel came to visit.
Okay, now that I'm looking back at my pictures. Okay, so what do? Honestly, we are a super active family, and whenever we go on an island, it's tough for us because we always have to find something to do. I know, shocker, da-da-da. But we went, I was about to say we went hiking. We didn't go hiking, but we honestly sat on the beach a lot. College, as you know, is very exhausting, so
extremely.
I caught up on my sleep. I think I read, like, 3 books. I'm trying to think of what else we did. There was this really cool thing where, it's not called jet boarding. It's like the thing where you put your feet in the water and then it's attached to a jet ski by a tube.
Oh.
And then you fly up in the water. If you look at my Instagram
highlights.
Oh my
god, what is that called? Jetpack?
Something weird. I was too scared to do it just because
I thought I would drown.
Because if you think about it, if you're attached, like, it's attached to your feet, you can't get out of it, like, unless you're in the water. So what if, like, something went wrong and then all of a sudden you're, like, plunged underwater? I was like, okay, I'm happy watching. So
oh my gosh.
My cousins did it. They were really good at it, and they said it was awesome, and you got to see Nevis from a new height. Honestly, it was just, like, a lot of family time. We had a really good time bonding and seeing each other since all of us, or most of us, are in college and we live different states away, obviously, other than Jared and I here at Elon.
Hi Jared.
But it was just the best. We had our constant traditional 3-hour family dinners at all these restaurants when you travel with 17 people, so that takes an entire, you know, month to get food. We were actually at this funny restaurant with, I don't even know what it was called. Oh, is it called the Sunrise Shack? I have a shirt that says, I think it was the Sunrise Shack, and it was for dinner. We actually drove the golf cart onto the beach, which was hilarious. And we ended the night with karaoke, but before we did
That's so fun.
It was like a really fun kind of shack place, but not for 17 people, especially with 2 grandparents who, at least one of them is a very picky eater. My sister is a very picky eater. My mom is a pretty picky eater. Long story short, I think we were sitting there for about 2 hours, and we got, like, some of our appetizers. We let our uncle and my dad plan the meal for everybody, so we didn't get enough food, and literally the other table next to us had like screaming children, like they were obviously so miserable, and they took our food, quote unquote, by accident. And the guy who sat at the table was the dad, let's call him the dad. He walks over and he was like, we thought he was a server, like he worked there, the manager, and he's like, oh, like, did you guys get your food? We're like, no, actually we didn't. And he was like, okay, what'd you order? So we tell him we got fish, and he's like, okay, I'll be right back. He literally walked into the kitchen, grabbed an entire fish that was grilled and probably waiting for a waiter to come and bring it to somebody, which wasn't us. He took the food, he sat it down, and everyone's cheering, and then he sits back down at his table, and I'm looking over and I'm like, Mom, that guy does not work here.
Oh my gosh.
We were all like peeing ourselves.
Oh, there we go.
It was the funniest moment. It was just classic Bunder Brow Slit thing to happen, which is our...
It's called being assertive.
I mean, honestly, we were like, go off. We ended that night with karaoke. We also usually spend New Year's with my family in an island or wherever we are. So we saw some nice fireworks and honestly went to bed. It wasn't that exciting. I mean, it was good to be with everybody, but I wasn't with my friends, you know, going off at home. But honestly, we started... I know. New Year's Eve. We started January 3rd. So I left Nevis January 1st. I think it was New Year's Day. We came back to New York. I literally came home. I think I did 2 rounds of laundry, packed my stuff from one bag to another, and then Jared and I got on a flight the next day.
Jared.
So, that was exciting.
I did not fly.
Yeah, you somehow, you know.
Winter break, no, I guess. Yeah, I mean, coming back, like, I was honestly more excited to come back just because I knew Isabel was coming to visit, mm-hmm. so... That was the main one, but...
It's always fun to have something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's always a little sad, though, like, leaving my family mm-hmm, is depressing. Also, I always have, like, 1,000 bags that I have to bring up, and it's just, like, not super fun.
I've witnessed it.
But I guess, you know, winter break, it was a time and a half. New Year's Eve was fun. I think it was, like, the first year I, like, actually went out on New Year's Eve and, like, didn't go, like, somewhere with my parents. I went somewhere with my friends, and that was fun. But, you know, same old, same old. I'm glad to be back. But J-term was an interesting time because we go Florida for our fellows trip, which is interesting. So Elon does this weird thing called J-term, which is, like, why we're number one in studying abroad because you can, like, study abroad over J-term. So you take a class over, like, 4 weeks. Is it three? Yeah, 4 weeks.
I think it's, like,
three and a half, maybe.
Yeah, 3.5 weeks.
And it's, like, how you just take one. So it's, like, 3 hours a day every day. And... Our fellows class was, like, an elective comm class, so we went to Florida and toured a bunch of companies. I have, like, friends that took, like, actual history classes and stuff like that, but it was so much fun, in my opinion, just because I felt like we got, like, really close as a group again, but we were already pretty close. We got to go to Disney World, which was super fun, just stuff like that. So I had a great time over J-term, but I did get a little bit of FOMO because apparently J-term at Elon's super fun, too.
Yeah, we missed a bunch of, I don't even know if there were day parties. It was just a bunch of really cool themed parties. But, you know, looking on the bright side, we went to Florida. We had honestly the best weather. It was like 80 degrees, sunny, not very humid. Maybe that was just because I was focused on Nevis's humidity, which was horrendous. But it was the best time. We definitely got a lot closer than we had been. I think also just kind of fending for ourselves, we didn't, not to, you know, get upset again, but we didn't have as much money or funds allocated for our meals.
So we had very little funds allocated for our meals.
A lot of the struggle was kind of, I mean, less of a struggle, but, you know, we're adults now. We got to figure ourselves out. So we had to go to the grocery store, buy stuff, kind of figure out how to budget, which, you know, is important. And, you know, thanks, Elon, but it would have been nice to have some money to spend freely. But we went to Disney. Personally, and everyone hates me for saying this, but I do not love Disney. I love Disney movies.
I love it.
And it was really fun. We walked around all day, walked 3 parks, and I want to say it was like 25,000 steps. It was something crazy, but just kind of walking around, it was the most exhausting day. Lily took a little tumble.
Oh, I face planted. I love Disney World. I went one time when I was a child. And other than that, I went to a lot of baseball games and Civil War battle sites because that's just the stuff my family does. Dad, if you're listening to this, I still love you, even though I wish I went to Disney World more often. It's fine. But I was, like, just so excited to, like, do everything because I probably won't go back again, honestly, like, until I have, like, kids or something. Like, there's really no reason for me to go back. So it will be a long time before that happens. And so I was there from when Hollywood Studios, that park, opened until Magic Kingdom closed. So I was there for like 17 hours.
Nope. I refuse.
And, or no, maybe I was there, yeah, for like 15 hours, but I walked like 17 miles or something like that. But when we were going to see the fireworks in Magic Kingdom, we decided to like watch them while we were walking to rides because nobody was going to the rides. So we got to like cut all the lines basically. I ran and like there's a train track embedded in Magic Kingdom for like parades and stuff. And I tripped and literally flew in the air, like somersaulted on the ground.
Nope.
I was bleeding on my knee and my arm. And I was so embarrassed. So I just kept running because I was so nervous about people like watching me. And some guy behind me is like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I gotta go to Space Mountain." So I just like kept running and then went on a ride. And I had a scab there, I honestly wanna say, for like until like last week. I mean, it was there for like a month.
It was bad. I mean, it wasn't like horrible. I mean, I heard about the story later. I wasn't there, sadly. But it was just funny hearing it because it's a tough situation.
It was such a Lily situation, honestly. Like,
happens to
no one
else.
It would, of course, happen to me.
It would have, if it happened to me, I don't think it would have gotten up. I wouldn't have cried about it, but I would have been like, yeah, like this is it. Like, I'm done.
It hurt. Like, really did not feel too good, I would say.
Okay, so that was our J term. I'm trying to think of what else. Are we missing anything else? We came back. We were here for one weekend, which was fun. And then we went to Florida, which is awesome. And then we came back and had our final presentation for that class. And then most people went home prior to Rush. So how Elon works is that we have two semesters, and in the middle of two semesters is J term. So as Lily explained, the J term is kind of just an accelerated semester. So instead of having multiple classes every day, we have one class, the same class every single day for 3 hours. So if you have a 3 hour class every single day, 5 days a week, I can't do the math, but it just basically is a whole class as if you're taking a whole semester. So when you're thinking about the class that you're in, a lot of people don't like the ones that they're in because they're boring, but you know, we had a fun one. And then Elon, it just happened to work out this way. Our quote fake break, which is the break in between spring semester starting and J term ending, happened to be an entire week. But all the girls who were participating in recruitment and Rush had to come back on Wednesday night. And if you're in a sorority already, you had to be here like all day Wednesday. So my parents didn't think it was financially the best idea for me to fly all the way home for like
probably not
literally 2.5 days, and I totally agreed with them. So Lily was nice enough to take me in.
So kind.
So we had a great time during fake break.
We had such a fun time, honestly. So let's see, what did we do? We went to Duke.
We saw Dylan.
Dylan.
Oh my god. Okay, can you, so for all the listeners who don't know who Dylan is, I'm sure my mom's gonna be like, "Oh my god, were you dating
him?" I hope
him?
Dylan listens to this.
Hope he does too. Dylan is one of my camp friends. I think I met him in 2010, which is crazy. We're little babies back in junior camp at Camp Bowman. We've just been super close ever since. He was honestly just like a brother to my friends and I at camp. He is the best guy. He is so sweet, so nice, and he happens to go to Duke.
Just so happens.
He's also the Duke manager, which is for the basketball team, which is awesome. So he
super
was
cool
telling us all about that. And he is also friends with one of my friends from school. So we both of them.
That was
and
fun,
they took us into their little dining hall. It was beautiful.
I think the best part about that whole altercation is that they had to go do like fraternity stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
And they realized that they had to like be in specific like clothes for it. And Duke split into two campuses, West and East. So we're like on West campus eating. And they realize that they have to go back to East to change, and they didn't have enough time. So I'm, like, driving these two perfect strangers to their dorm and then drove them to their, like, the house they had to go to. It was honestly quite the bonding experience. They were both really
fun. Funny. Yeah, they're both really funny. I hope they had a good time wherever I think they had to be in suits and ties for
it was
some event.
Exciting.
I don't know. But then we dropped them off, said bye to Dylan, and then what else did we do during fake break?
So then after that, I'm trying to think where did we went to. My dad works at the University of North Carolina.
All right.
So we went to a dinner at the University of North Carolina for the baseball team. It's like a fundraiser every year, which was a time to say the least. You know,
everybody was so confused.
Made some friends. I know. I got a lot of questions.
My mom was like, "I don't understand. Like, why did you go?" And
I think everyone thought I was at formal. I was not.
I mean, we were dressed very nicely.
We cute or whatever.
Whatever.
That was super fun. I really enjoy going to that, and I hadn't been able to go in a couple of years, or I didn't go last year and the year before. It just was not the vibe. So it was super fun. We got to dress cute. You know, stay tuned to our Instagram for photos.
Honestly, go hit us up. We didn't post anything on I'm a Big Girl Now, but, you know, we We had things to do.
There's things going on.
Okay, so fake break, honestly, when people asked me what we did, I said we ate really, really good food.
We did eat a lot.
We caught up on a lot of sleep. We watched a lot of good YouTube TV videos. And YouTube. What else did we do?
We went to Cava. I took Caroline to Cava.
Oh, my God.
So
don't even.
Also, this is on a more, like, sad note, but Kobe Bryant died while we were on fake break, and that's definitely one of those things where if somebody asked me in 20 years, where were you when Kobe Bryant died, I'm going to say I was laying in my bed with my friend Caroline about to go get Cava, and then we laid in my bed for 2 hours because we were sad.
The weirdest part about it was that, like, I think Lily and I, we tend to do things in intervals. So, like, we get really lazy sometimes.
Very.
And we're laying in her bed and we're like, okay, like, we'll get up after this episode. Like, we were just whatever, enthralled in whatever we were doing. And all of a sudden, I remember my phone was charging and Lily doesn't have any outlets right next to the bed.
No.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to put my phone over there. And I heard it buzzing, but I wasn't really focusing on it. And Lily, I guess you weren't on your phone either.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you look at your phone and you're like, oh my God, like, Kobe Bryant died.
And I was like, no way.
Yeah.
I was like, that's definitely a hoax.
Both of us thought it was a joke. I think my sister texted in our family group chat and was like, Kobe Bryant died, but like, we're not sure if it's true. Like, TMZ reported it. And I was like, there's just no way. And of course, whatever, all the information is coming out. And we literally sat there for 2 hours
just
scrolling.
Like, I didn't even realize it was that long.
No, it was so long. We were just scrolling through social media trying to figure out what was going on because no one wanted to believe TMZ. I obviously didn't want to believe it either. Our first inference, we were just like, oh my God, like, what if all of his kids were. Like,
yeah,
in
that
helicopter.
Was, like, my first.
Yeah, and then we're like, no way, like, whatever,
there's
logistically.
No way the baby could be in
nothing
it.
Was like, working out. Obviously, we are so, so, so sad for Kobe Bryant. Lily loves basketball in general.
I was very shocked by it, and it's just, like, a huge deal. And, like, honestly, like, it's so sad that Kobe passed away, but I honestly think just even more, like, sad about his, like, poor daughter. She's, like, 13 years old. Honestly, like, just, like, tell your people you love them. That's, like, all I have to say about it. It's just, like, every day. Like, there's honestly nothing that is important in this world. Like, that is enough to, like, stop talking to someone or, like, just stuff like that. I think you just gotta
let your people know you love them.
Keep it going. So sad.
So, yeah. On a brighter note.
I went to Cava.
It was so good. I was talking to Martina, who's in our Pledge class.
I love Martina.
And she was like, the only thing I would want in Elon, like, on our little town, because we just have, like, a little strip here, nothing much, and enough. And she's like, I want a Cava, and I literally stopped eating. I was like, oh my God, I love Cava.
She what?
She wants a Cava here? Like, on campus.
I thought you said she owned a Cava.
Oh my God.
I was like,
no.
Yes.
I know, literally, like, free Cava ever.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be so good. But it was really good, and people didn't know what it was, so we started explaining it, and I said, I think she explained, it's kind of just like a Mediterranean Chipotle, and I was like, that's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I would describe it.
So I'm forever changed. We also ate some dank cinnamon rolls from...
Oh, yeah, Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen.
We're gonna have to go back. We're gonna have to drive about the hour just to get this again.
We can go next weekend.
If anyone's seen Bad Grandpa, I haven't watched it since Lily told me this, but apparently they filmed a scene there, and it's famous for it.
They have a biscuit called the Bad Grandpa, like, biscuit. It is so good. I can't even, like, begin to describe to you. I always get the fried chicken biscuit with cheddar cheese, and it's all just, like, freshly made, and it's so good. Actually, now I'm craving it.
Yeah, we'll have to go after the episode. But, honestly, fake break, I don't know. Lily, too. It was basically just for us to rewind, unwind, just kind of figure out our lives prior to Rush, because we honestly had no idea what we were stepping into.
Literally no. I mean,
so,
it's not as bad as you think it is, though,
nearly.
Is what I'll say.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be so much worse. It was not bad. I wouldn't say I would do it ever again.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that I, like, hated it.
I think the whole sisterhood, so the whole ability when you join a sorority after a certain amount of time, after your new member period, you get initiated. And after those 6 weeks and you get initiated, you're not allowed to rush any other sorority. And I'm honestly thinking about it. Like, maybe it's for your mental health so you don't go through it all over again. Like, I could not. But, so should we kind of just run through the logistics? I feel like I would be interested.
Okay, so you start off with day zero is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And you go and, like, there's a person that, like, speaks to you. So you have these things called Pai Kai groups, too. So I'll start off with that.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that was a thing. Like, I didn't even know how it worked. I was just like, oh, I just go to these houses and, like, talk to people. So you have a, like, Pai Kai group, which is a group of, like, I think, like, 20-some girls and then, like, two seniors who are in sororities, but they, like, don't tell you which ones they're in. And you just, like, get close with them and bond, I guess. So with that group of people, you go and, like, listen to a speaker who talks about, like, what being in a sorority actually means and some, like, hazing and all that kind of stuff. It's, like, just orientation night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine.
So that was day zero. So day zero was kind of just to get you literally oriented, just to learn what the process is about. And honestly, I did not realize how much, I don't want to use the word process again, but how much of a process it is and how much everything is organized. Like, everything to a T is 100% scheduled for you, which is great because you don't have a lot of time to think about, like, you know, your mental health and things like that.
Yeah, you just ignore it.
You ignore it. So, day zero, as Lily explained, you have a speaker. It's really helpful. Someone kind of just walks you through the process itself. So, to start off, you wake up on day one, and every single person who is participating in the recruitment process has to go to all 9 sororities. So we have 9 sororities on our campus. We run
and it doesn't sound
them.
Like a lot.
Yeah, but it is a lot. I can't imagine schools like Alabama and UGA that have, like, what, 13, 15?
I can't. My friend goes to Florida State, and I think there's 57 sororities and fraternities total.
57. Mm-hmm. We have to look that. Anyway, I would sing you guys the Pie Kike song. I don't really know
I just don't
it
remember
starts.
It.
Yeah.
So
basically there's AKIO, AZD, AO Pi, Tri Delta, Tri Sigma, Zeta, Phi Mu. Which one am I missing?
AO Pi.
KD.
KD.
That's 8.
Alpha Z Delta.
I said that.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's a lot of great sororities here, and the first day you go to 9. So how it works is your Pi Chi group and yourself. So there's obviously 2 juniors or seniors, and they're the most helpful. Honestly, we both absolutely loved our Pi Chis. One of them ended up in our sorority. But yeah, they're just the best. They are seriously there to help you. They are kind, and they know exactly how the process goes. So your whole Pi Chi group, a lot of girls participated in a rush here at Elon. So I think
many.
It was an average of like 32 to 35 in each Pi Chi group, and there was, what, 17 Pi Chi groups? Like, it was the most amount of girls I've ever seen in my life.
And I didn't know any of them.
Yeah, honestly, my Pi Chi group was very random, which I'm happy for in the end, just because, like, I made new friends and you talk to people that you didn't really know, so you're not inclined to kind of like the same sororities as anyone else. But so day one, you have a schedule, and we have to be there at 7:45. I think the first round started at, what, like 8:30 or something? Maybe. And the first day, each round is a half an hour, which when you think about it, like when you're first going in, you're like, oh my God, like, how am I going to talk to anybody for a half an hour? And the half an hour is so much easier than the 45 minutes the day later. Let me just
tell you.
So you go to 9 different sororities. Honestly, that day kind of flew. It's a lot more, I don't want to say informal, but it's a lot more informal. You're wearing, Lily and I honestly matched. Of course we did.
I wore jeans and a sweater, and I think that is just, I mean, wear that next year. But people brought their A game, and my sweater was literally from H&M, and it was
$10. It was definitely – that was probably one of the more fun days just because everyone is so excited for it to start, and obviously we're really nervous, but the Pi Chi's help you out, and the people in the sororities also help you out just to, like, have a nice conversation. But it was 100% exhausting. I think it started at – let's say we got there at 7:45, and I think I didn't get home until, like, 9:30 just because – you get there early. Every single round is exactly a half an hour, and you have to be lined up in alphabetical order every single time prior to entering the room. So it takes about 15 minutes to get everyone in line, and then all the Pi Chi's who are in charge of lining people up, which is literally someone's job, I can't even comprehend that, they have walkie-talkies, and someone is counting down, like,
it's
10,
terrifying.
9, 8, right, to 0. And you're literally, like, cute little outfits waiting there, sweating, nervous, no idea what is going on.
Sweating so much.
And it's literally, like, a rocket is about to launch, and they knock on the door. Every single Pi Chi knocks on every single door at the exact same time because it has to be right on the dot or else someone else gets screwed up. Knock on the door, and everyone enters, and it literally is like a machine. These sorority girls practice this all year round, and you guys could see us right now. Like, I'm trying to explain it with my arms. But
yeah, you should see your hands. Like, they touch you.
Yeah, they touch you. So
I don't
they
like
kind
being
of,
touched.
They walk around in circles and they grab you. Oh my God, that sounds terrible. They kind of
guide you with their hands.
They're not really supposed to touch you, but like whatever. They kind of guide you and they're like, I can't even explain this. Then they're like, hi, I'm Lily. Like, it's really nice to meet you. Like, what's your name? And you're like, hi, I'm Caroline. It's
and
like,
I'm
oh
gonna sit you down right
and
here.
I'm gonna sit you down right here. Like, don't worry, I'll be back. And I don't know if this is just a me thing. You can tell me, but it was so hard for me to remember their face. And then they technically come back and get you after like the VP of recruitment or one of the execs speak, and I would be like, oh my God, like, I don't know what their face was. Like, what do I do? Like, I don't remember what they look like. I've never seen these girls before. Like, what am I doing? But don't worry. They come back and they grab you. Sometimes it was harder than others just because, like, it's in a smaller room. But they come back. They talk to you depending on, like, the bump group they're in, which is the lineup of people that they talk to. It's just you get to talk to all these different amazing girls who honestly just want you to not only, like, obviously they want you to join their sorority because they think it's, like, a good place to be, but they want you to be in the place that you also want to be in a good fit.
At some sororities.
Exactly. So
Not all.
But for the most part, I had great conversations on almost every single day. I think it was just the fact that everyone's trying to be super nice and they want you to have a great experience and they're not trying to be mean or anything like that. So think our biggest advice for people next year, at least my biggest advice for people next year rushing at any school is just, I know being yourself, that sounds terrible, be yourself. But, like, don't go in being, freaking out.
Think you know where you're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone thinks they know where they're going. And, yeah, there's some people that end up exactly where they think they're going. But it might not even be because they actually belong there. Honestly, the best advice I got, some girl was, just be brave and, pick the one that you want to pick.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm really glad that we all did that. I think it's just, it can be a really hard process depending on who your friend group is. And I feel like I'm just really lucky because my friend group is normal. But pick the place that you feel the best at. And, there are people that do pick the place they feel the best at and, enjoy it so much. But there's also people that don't do that. And, I think it's a waste of money and time and energy.
But also, just, conversation-wise, I think obviously as I've come to Elon, in the beginning, it's super hard to talk to people just because everyone's nervous. No one knows what to say. As you, kind of grow into yourself and learn, what you do like to talk about, what your friends like to talk about. I think just going to Rush, these are older girls who most of the time you've never seen before, so you don't really know what to say, but it's their job and it'll be our job next year too.
Oh God.
I know. Guide the conversation. So for the most part, the first day is basic, where do you live? Kind of talk about some stories from your first semester, what your family is like, all that kind of stuff. And I loved, honestly, talking about that. It was super fun. It's super repetitive. You get over it, but after 9 rounds, you're like, okay, done. Next day. So after that, you have to put in your choices. So from the first day, it goes from you go to all 9 sororities. The second day, you go to at most 6 sororities, but some people go to a lot smaller. And then on pref day, you go to 2. And then after pref day, you put number 1 as your number 1, and then number 2 as your number 2. And then the next day is bid day. So do you want to explain what happened during day 2? It must have been.
Is that bid day?
No. Day 2 is.
Day 2 is the 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So on the first day, you pick your choices. So you drop 3 of them if you have 9, and then you get asked back to either 6 of them, or sometimes you don't get asked back to 6, et cetera. On day 2, I had to go to 6. I was exhausted already. Mm-hmm. I was freezing cold. I was wearing a skirt and I didn't have pants because I'm an idiot. But it's okay. So that day is a little more formal and you talk for a little bit longer and they talk to you mostly about why they love their sorority and you ask them questions about that. I didn't hate day 2 that much just because most of the people, most of the ones that I got to go back to were the ones that I wanted to be at.
Yeah.
So it wasn't terrible to talk to them. But then there are obviously some that you didn't want to go back to that badly, but you just did. And those conversations could be a little more challenging depending on where you are. So that's just exhausting. And if you can hear my voice, I'm this is not what I actually sound like. I don't even think you guys know what my voice sounds like because I always don't have one when I podcast. So I would just say that I lost my voice. I was very exhausted. I tried to make myself dinner that night. And the only thing my kitchen had in it was a gigantic pot. Huge, massive pot. A pizza pan, I guess, that I used as a lid. And a 1-cup measuring plastic thing. So I made mac and cheese in a giant bowl. So that's fine. I didn't hate day 2. I just didn't love the process. I'm glad now. It's just a lot.
It's a lot to handle, especially not knowing too much going in. But Lily said, again, day 2 is just, a harder part of day 1. And then you go into your prep day and everyone's obviously dressed to attend. And like I said, everything is so well organized. So there really is no time for you to screw up except for day 2. You're not walking with your podcast group. So it's up to you to be there on time. And if you're not on time, honestly, you might as well not show up because they're not letting you in late. So you're kind of sprinting across. Day 2, we got really, really unlucky. We had terrible weather. Mm-hmm. It was basically what it is today. Actually, no, probably colder. It was 40 degrees and pouring rain. So imagine how many girls, 700-something girls running around in their, little dresses trying to get to one location for another. And I remember AZD and Tri Delta were literally a 10-minute walk from each other, and you had about 15 minutes to get from one place to another. So everyone's sprinting in the cold. Luckily, I didn't have to do that, but I know one of my friends did. And then prep day, everyone, like I said, dressed to the tens. I wore a nice little jumpsuit.
This was such an interesting experience for us.
Yeah, it was I don't even want to say mentally draining because it obviously was. It was kind of Survivor, just sorority edition.
It's so dumb. Ours got rearranged though.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Because I guess something happened with the computer system. They never told us what happened. So they made us wake up and be there at 9. And then they didn't let us go to our rooms with our Pai Kai groups, which was just kind of confusing. And then they were actually, Pref is being delayed, so you guys can all go back to your dorms. And I just yawned. So they're all like, you can go back to your dorms. And I was just kind of like, oh, why was I up this early? So it didn't start again, I think, until like 2. So it was like delayed like several hours, which was not super great. And we're all like in our dresses and sweatpants at the same time and like had our hair and makeup done. And then it got delayed a few hours. So it was just like really frustrating.
I just hope you know, especially, I mean, girls out there obviously can understand. But boys, like, you know, you get ready. You wake up, you shower, maybe you shave if you're feeling crazy, like whatever. You put gel in your hair, you're out the door. When a girl has to be somewhere at 9 a.m., like I know people that literally woke up at like 6 a.m. So you got to wake up. Some people shower, some people blow dry their hair, straighten your hair, curl your hair. Like I got to put my contacts in, got to put on makeup. Like, you know, it's like a little, not an hour, like that's a little too much for me, but like 45 minutes of getting ready just to sit in our student center for them to be like, please don't leave, like something, like we don't know what's wrong, like there's a delay, and then we have to go back in our like sweatpants underneath underneath our dresses, and like we're all starving, whatever. It was kind of a not a great situation, but
we survived, guys, and we're here to tell the story. Yeah.
And then how it works, like I said, Pref is 2 sororities you go to. So how it works here, Elon, is there's 4 different rounds, and each round is 1 hour. And since we were so delayed, everything was pushed back. So I think we started, did the first round start at like 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the first round started like
2 or 3.
So 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 7, whatever. It ended, like my round ended, I think, like at 8:15 or like almost like closer to 9. It was horrible, but I had the first 2 rounds off. So between the time that we had to talk to our Pi Chi's and the time that it had everyone to get their schedules together, I literally had to sit in our student center for, I think, 3 hours and 15 minutes. And you're not allowed to talk because it's supposed to be, you know, a quote, independent process.
Oh my God.
Which I think is a pretty dumb concept, just because if you're going to talk to people, you'll text them or you'll call them. But we literally had to sit in the student center with probably, again, 250 girls, maybe more. No one talking. Everyone just like sitting on the floor in their dresses. It was like the apocalypse.
And they were just like, honestly, I love my Pi Chi's, but I guess some of them were just like really frustrated the whole time. So like you would literally be like, oh, excuse me, like, can you move this to somebody next to you? And they turn around and be like, can you guys stop talking?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not talking about the sorority thing. It literally doesn't matter. I guess that's a nationals thing, but
I know. That's a problem with all of them, like not being as, you know, helpful. It's just a nationals thing. But it was a lot of waiting. Obviously, it was all worth it in the end. I had the first 2 rounds off, then I went to my last 2 rounds.
We're sisters, guys.
We are. But I went to AZD first and cried my eyes out. Shout out to Daniela Nasser. She started talking about my mom. She started talking about my family and how they're such powerhouses and how they're so strong. And if you know me, like, I usually never cry. And when you bring up my family, especially because I'm so far from home right now and I haven't seen them in almost 2 months, like, that just got me. And then we had, at Pref, they talk, they have little speeches, and it's very, you know, it's like very, very ritualistic. And again, just start bawling my eyes out. And I was like, this just has happened. So I went to Tri Delta. I love them too. And then it was a pretty tough decision. I had to call my sister. Not that anyone cares about my process, but I called my sister. She walked me through it. Her friend, Sarah Haas, was the, I don't want to get it wrong, she was like the recruitment chair, I think, at FNM for her sorority. So she also helped me. And then you got to sign your MRABA, which is the form that you put your first and second decision on. And then you hand it in. They got to put it in a computer. And then you hope for the best. I grabbed a slice of Domino's pizza and I was on my way. Didn't really talk to anybody. Fell asleep. Bid day. Bid day, best day.
Bid day, best day. Actually, bid day was so fun. I honestly, my experience with this, just like, I didn't even come into school like wanting to rush at all.
Yeah.
So like, my whole like mindset going into is I really didn't really care where I ended up because I figured like it would just be where I needed to end up. But then I ended up like really liking the one that I'm in. So I was like honestly so nervous. I was like, what happens if I get dropped? And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even want to rush. Like, why am I freaking out? But I ended up getting it. So we're just like having ourselves a time. We're sisters now. But it was super fun.
It was
just
so
like
fun.
A dance party and like you eat a lot of food and it's just fun. We also have, like, pledge moms for our class, and they're so
funny.
Literally the best. And it's just really fun. And honestly, like, I recommend the experience to anyone because I was the most, like, anti that kind of person. And here I am living it up and loving it. Shout out Isabel, my pledge mom.
Isabel, Kate, Angie, love them all.
My mommies.
Sorry if we bored you with the whole process. I think
but this is important for people who need
honestly,
to hear.
Yeah, if we had listened to this podcast prior to rushing, I would have been like, okay, that's so helpful. But, you know, I'm also gassing myself up here. The day was super fun. Lily actually tricked us. She said she was going to go or she prepped a different sorority than she did. So I cried when I saw her running towards AZD because it's alphabetical order. So Bunder is obviously before Gardner. So I saw saw her running, and I was like, actually, no way.
I also just, like, I wasn't even, like, trying to trick them. I was just, like, convinced that I was going to get dropped by the one that I'm in because I didn't cry.
AZD,
but apparently that isn't what determines it, so it's fine.
We're both in AZD with one of our friends, Gabby, and we met, honestly, the best girls because of it. I love our pledge class. I think it's 66 people now, maybe 65. Everyone is so genuine, down to earth. We try to get together a bunch. We have a new member period, which is the 6 weeks prior to initiation, and it's basically just to get everyone become a lot closer and bond with not only the new girls with our pledge class, but also the older girls. So we have had, what did we do? We had a bonfire mm-hmm. with one of the pledge classes. We had progressive dinner last night, which was so much fun. What else have we done? So many good things.
I know, so many fun things. It's actually the best. Tonight we have little like dates with our like secret admirer, yeah. Valentine's, which is fun because if you know me, I hate Valentine's Day. Yep. So I'm super excited. It's a great aesthetic though. The day of Valentine's Day is a great color scheme.
Red and pink.
It's good in theory, but you know.
Not when you have a boyfriend, because I've never had a Valentine on Valentine's Day. So that's why mom sends me cookies.
It's not all that it's cracked up to be. I so feel that. Honestly, I just would say it's better to be single.
I'm looking at my calendar.
It's better
right now.
To be single on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Yeah, we had a sleepover, which we didn't actually sleep there, but we had a nice time. What else do? We had a bunch of meetings. We have like a Z101, which is a class for 2 hours on Tuesdays, mm-hmm. and it kind of just walks us through like paying our dues and what's going on and what we like the rules around social media, just stuff that we need to know as the new girls. And then for the past last week, this week, and next week, I know that seems crazy, is all like our sister dating. So we have to find, I guess we don't find them, they kind of find us. We are going to be someone's little sister. I don't know.
Z-sters.
Also, AZD, no one can understand it. It's not like the letter A, then the letter Z, then the letter D. It's AXID. So it's like Alpha Z Delta. I couldn't tell you. My mom keeps saying AZD, and I get a little frustrated. But basically, you get a big, and these sister dates are just not only, like, as they explain it, it's, yeah, like, I guess you can find a big through that, but it's just kind of to be acquainted with the older girls, and it's super nice to, it's basically all mine are around an hour.
I love older friends. I'm super excited.
And they're just, like, they obviously know everything about Elon, and it's fun to learn more about AZD, and it's fun to have another face around campus, so we pick our big, I think, next Friday, but it's super, as we said, it's super busy because, like, literally every single meal is booked. Like, lunch, I think it starts, some people have brunch, but it's, like, usually lunch and then coffee and then dinner with, like, three different girls every single day. So it gets exhausting. We don't see our, first semester friends as much, but we are definitely, it's, like, a different part of life. I think these 6 weeks are just obviously supposed to be circled around our pledge class.
It's a little crazy.
Which is really fun. But that's honestly what's been going on for the past 2 months of our lives. The sorority stuff has definitely taken over, which I'm so thankful for, just because it's a super fun and like new, obviously, transitional period. And obviously having older friends is really fun. They have
I have a car.
I know, but
yeah, so that's fun. I'm glad that we did that.
I'm done now.
So here we are. Sorority things. Yeah, I did that. It's a thing. I'm now in one. Surprise.
AZD, I'm trying to think of, like, any AZD. We have, what is it, double blue and gold. That's our colors. Mm-hmm. The pink rose is, like, is that our symbol? No. It's, like, our flower. I don't know. There's all these different, ritualistic things. But I honestly think, obviously, there are some people who are not as happy where they ended up. I know a lot of people end up dropping the one they're in and then re-rushing, which is, I think, an awesome idea for some people.
I think it's a better thing to do.
Then, yeah. But
like, if I didn't
get
one that I wanted, I would have done that. Or I actually probably wouldn't have done it again. I would have just been like, okay.
I think it's a tough decision for a lot of people, but obviously it's something to think about. It's something to talk to your parents about and your friends about if they have a good mindset. But luckily, we are super happy where we ended up. I can't imagine not being happy. But honestly, it was a tough situation. A lot of people we know didn't rush, which I think is obviously a good decision for them. They're happy with their decision, and I think some people might even rush next year. But for all of y'all out there who are thinking about rushing, I would say go for it. Be yourself. Can't. Well, at least you had good advice. Be brave. I think that's a good one.
Listen to me all the time.
I would say also just, like, I hate the word attentive. Like, honestly, be attentive. Like, for the most part, obviously, they want you to kind of sell yourself. So some of the times, if they don't ask as deep of a question as you think they will be, answer that and then be like, oh, how about you? You know what I mean? Like, everyone loves talking about themselves. Everyone loves talking about their sorority and why they picked it. So don't be afraid to ask those kind of questions, because the new girls who we are, next year it'll be our first recruitment. And everyone was like, they're so nervous. Like, they're so nervous. Like, da-da-da. And I was like, how could they be nervous? Like, we're so scared. Like, we want them to like us. And I was like, because no one knows what's going on except for the older girls. So you kind of just got to go in and be like, everyone's scared. Let's just talk about how scared we are. Which I think I probably talked about in one of my sororities, because sometimes you run out of conversation. But for the most part, that's what's been going on. Other than that, we're both in the same media writing class. We have a bunch of outside events, which are sometimes conflicting with our organizations, but we're making it work. I'm trying to think of what else. Spring break is kind of soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I think it's a 3 weeks.
I don't even know what I'm doing for spring break. I think I'm going to Florida, maybe, possibly, with Isabel, but that also could be a complete and total lie that I'm making up right now.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited for spring break, but honestly, like, I just want to, like, do something. I don't want to go home very badly. I want to, like, go home for some baseball games, maybe. Like, go see some UNC games. Speaking of, Elon's playing UNC at 3 p.m. next Tuesday, so if anyone wants to come.
Honestly, let me check my calendar. Also, our basketball friends, they have two games. It's a huge weekend in Elon, I think, for basketball. We have two women's basketball games and two men's basketball games, so we'll definitely hit a couple of those up just because obviously, we love basketball. There are definitely some free t-shirts in it, too. Also, the funny part about being in a sorority is everyone, like, now wears their letters and stuff like that. So, when we first, on bid day, we got a couple shirts, and now we're all like, oh, my God, like, you're an AZD. That's so funny. Like, so am I. And you just see it from there. I know. Literally hate myself. Okay. Next Tuesday. Yeah, we can make it work. Actually, we have Z101 that night. But maybe we can make it work. I'm trying to think of what else we can talk about. Fellas weekend is coming up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So, guys, as you know, we've explained a few times, we're fellows. Ew, super annoying. But
I hated talking about that during Rush, by the way. I hated it. Like, I'm a comp. They're like, what are you? A comp fellow. I'd be like, oh, what's that?
And they get so excited, so it's fine.
Or they're judgmental, but they're like, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, well, actually, it's a pretty,
Actually, I'm dope, so. Basically, our comp fellows last year for fellows weekend, honestly, one of my least favorite weekends of my entire life. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can't even believe that I came to Elon after Bell's weekend. Not because so much Elon, just, like, general, like, the weather. It just sucked. Like, I hated it. So, this year, basically when you go, you talk to, it's kind of like sorority recruitment except for school, so it's a little bit more important.
Worse, yeah.
Yeah, and you talk to, like, professors and older students that are fellows, so you have to, like, sell yourself, but they don't tell you that, like, you talk to the older people and then they, like, take a picture of you holding up your name, and then all the fellows, like, get together and talk about which people they enjoyed speaking to and stuff like that. So basically we have to do that this year, so we get to talk to all of the applicants that got invited for an interview. We get to pick which ones we like the most, which is going to be so funny.
Which is kind of horrible. Like, I can't believe they give us that amount of power.
I don't think it, like, really. I'm sure it can hurt
yeah.
them if it's really bad, but I don't think, like, if somebody, like, didn't have, like, a memorable experience, it would, like, hurt them that badly. I only think, like, a bad experience, but it definitely can, like, boost you, which I think is good. So just, like, be friendly if you're going. I don't think anybody that listens to this applied for fellows, but it's fine.
I know.
I'm so
one
excited.
Person, but I think it's more of the fact that, like, not that we have any power, not that we ever have, but I think it's more the fact that, like, we're on the other side, and I think we're going to feel the exact same way during recruitment, but now we're the ones who get to walk into the snow atrium and be like, oh my God, like, they're the younger, like,
oh
then we
gosh.
Won't be the baby little calm fellow freshman anymore.
Honestly, I'm mostly excited because that means I can eat appetizers.
Oh my God, they have fire
food.
Because
I was too afraid
yeah,
to eat
too.
Last time, so I'm about to snack heavily. Can't wait.
I'm excited. I think just what's important, especially for me, I know Lily for sure too, like, we like to stay busy, we like to have events, so I think especially since I haven't seen my family in like 2 months, having spring break obviously is another thing, having fellows weekend is another thing, having AZD is another thing, so everything's just kind of building up to be the best semester ever.
Are you gonna see your family over spring break?
Yeah, I'm definitely going home.
Can I come?
Sure.
Thanks.
I'm in.
Deb Bunder, if you're listening to this, may I please come to your house over break?
She's probably in the kitchen being like, oh my God, sure. Okay, that was not for me to be like, oh my God, my mom's always in the kitchen. She just always is in the kitchen
because
her computer is in there.
Chilling. Every time we call her.
I know, she's always in the kitchen.
With Duncan, the dog.
Also funny, this could be like our little wrap up, but I called her the other day. I'm a lot better at like not calling my family just because if I do and I'm like not in a good mood, I don't want to talk to them and I get upset. So in the beginning of the year, I definitely called them a lot more. It was always the running joke that Nicole would literally call at 7:30 every single time we were having dinner, like when she was at Elon, and we were like, can you please stop calling? Like, just whatever. Anyway, so my mom calls me and we're talking for like 20 minutes on FaceTime, and my dad, I guess my mom has created a family Google calendar, but she doesn't actually know how that works. And we have the Nest, which is connected to our thermostat. So she somehow locked everyone out of the Nest through the Google calendar, some Google Home type of-ish. Anyway, so my dad, I'm on the phone with my mom, and he was like, can you please hang up the phone? And my mom was like, why? Like, what's wrong? She was like, you screwed up the Nest. So now he sends like this mean email. He's like, mom screwed it up again. Like, here's the password. You have to log in and redo it. And I was like, I don't even live there anymore. So this is not a me problem.
Oh my gosh. I definitely don't call my parents as much, but it's also because I'm not going through like a social crisis.
Yeah, honestly.
Not a social crisis, but I'm not like...
You're not upset. Like,
I don't have
not,
as many like upset personal problems as I did like my first like 2 months of school. Shout out life. So much fun. If you ever need advice, come talk to me because I have an abundance of it because I've learned so many lessons in my life now. So I don't like call them as much, but I get to see them, which is nice. And like, I like texting my mom. I'm just so busy now that I can't call her, and it actually makes me sad because I want to, but I just don't have time.
Facts. It's not like I'm not calling them because I'm like, I mean, yeah, I guess we're doing a lot of other things, but it's just, it's not like, oh, like, I don't miss you guys. Like, I don't want you. It's like, obviously I do and I want to hang out with him, but we don't have time. Like, this is the one day that I'm like, oh, we actually have had time to podcast.
And even so, I have a ton of homework that I have to go do after this. So, you know, it comes in waves. You give and you take.
So, just to end us off, we are obviously so sorry that we've taken a two-month hiatus.
Sorry.
But hopefully you like this episode more than you ever had before, just because, you know, we're back and ready.
We're back and better. And if it wasn't applicable to you, we'll be coming at you with some more stuff next week. But the sorority stuff is actually really relatable to girls.
Even if you're not a girl and you're a boy, like, the boys just started their rush process. I mean, we were walking by the houses because of Elon. It's like the Loy Center where all the... Greek organizations have their houses and they're all about the same size, and all the fraternity houses doors were open because it's like quote open houses, and the freshman boys have like their little coats and ties on, and we were like screaming into the fraternity houses. We're like, oh my god,
like, hi guys, like, hi. Hey Jared Drennan,
so funny. Like, they're just, and can you imagine just walking into a sorority house and be like, hi, like, and then telling me about yourself? No.
But it's because they already all know each other, basically.
I know, they're whatever.
It
it's
is
like dirty rushing, but obviously not at all.
But it's like not. It's a completely different vibe.
Oh my
god. The boys,
god.
You guys have it so
so
easy,
much easier. But
I think. I don't know.
We try not to think about that. Okay. Thank you so, so much for listening.
Thanks for staying loyal.
Hit us up with some questions. Any more topics you want us to talk about next week or the week after that? We love to hear from you guys.
I'll be covering my Valentine's Day thoughts next week.
Yeah. I mean, this will be coming out next Wednesday. So hope you've had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Stop, don't, no, please.